All right, we're here with first-year head football coach Duke Greco. And, Coach, first time in 25 years, you're in a new place. Kind of give people the lowdown on how is it exciting? Is it a little bit nerve-wracking when you first took the job? You know, go through some of those emotions for us.
I guess for me, it's been a little bit of both. It's definitely exciting. It's more exciting after you meet the people here, meet the players here, and see how much people care about Westchester football and Westchester University. So that part's been great. It's also, it's been a big adjustment for me because I was in one place for a long time. So, new is exciting, but it's also hard for me, getting into a new routine and doing different things. But everyone here has been real accommodating, and it's been a smooth transition, I believe.
And the purple and gold takes over for the green and gold. But you've had a spring now and a training camp. What were some of your impressions coming in, and kind of what are you thinking now, a week and a half out from your first game?
I think the biggest thing is that I'm really appreciative to the players here. Everything we've asked as a staff, they stepped up to the plate and accomplished and attacked, and the work ethic of this group. From spring to now, is just continue to get better, and it's really a driven group. They're really, really consistent. We've had some ups and downs, but there's been way more consistency than I think I expected with some things being new. So I'm really proud of the team.
And how did you feel about the way they came back? I know every coach is probably nervous about summer because it's the one time you don't really have them, and you got to hope they keep.
No, they came back ready. They're determined. We have goals here, and I know they're chopping away to be the best version of us. And now they came back ready to go. They were in shape. They're ready. They're focused. They're driven. And hopefully that just continues as the season goes forward.
Kind of what are some of the things you're looking for out of this group? Certainly going into week one against Bentley when you finally get to face somebody else than yourselves in a scrimmage.
I think for us, we just want to be, I said it a little bit earlier, we want to be the best version of us. There's a lot of talent here. We just need to work on the details and staying consistent. And if we can leave practice every day, if we can leave every weight room session, every meeting, knowing that was, we're proud of what we just did there and it's the best version of us, I think we're good moving forward. Every team we play is good. Every team is going to be a challenge. At the same time, biggest challenge for us is just to make sure that we're showing up ready. And if we're ready, we're going to be in good shape all year.
A lot of coaches would probably, I guess, say it's a good thing to have kind of the quarterback situation that Westchester had, where both Cooper Jordan and Ethan Kohler have seen a lot of game action. Everything in football nowadays kind of revolves around that quarterback position. Can you give us just kind of an update on what you've seen and what your impressions have been of those two?
Yeah, really, really fortunate as a staff to have those two guys back. Coop has had a really good camp, and so has Ethan. Those guys are great kids. There's a great QB room here, but they also push each other and compete every single day. But it's been a good camp for both. Picked up a new offense way better than I could have expected for both of them. And they're doing a great job. And both also, they lead with how they approach practice every single day. They have good voices for the team, but their work ethic is special.
So Cooper, I imagine, is probably number one on the depth chart coming in. Do you like to say, this is my guy? Or do you like to say, no, Ethan's going to try to get in there?
I think both guys will have an opportunity to play. The team believes in both, which is the most important thing. I think, and I believe in both, and the staff believes in both, but at the QB position, the team has to believe. If they don't believe, you're in trouble. And I know with both of these guys, the team believes in both, which is pretty cool.
So I know a lot of coaches talk about that presence in the huddle. Both of them, you feel, take command of that offensive huddle.
They take a man because of their work ethic and their character. One of them's a little more vocal in a huddle, one isn't, but both have the respect of the program and the staff and players.
So now protecting them, I think our whole offensive line pretty much comes back intact except for the center position, even though Dylan Nichols, I know, has had a lot of game experience as well. So you've got some experience up front, and kind of how the offensive line goes, the offense goes.
Yeah, they're doing well. Whole group's back. Dylan's had a good, had a really good spring, good camp here. You know, Jake Phipps is behind him, pushing him. So it's a good group, the O-line. It's interesting. The O-line is really tight together, but that's how I feel about the whole team right now. I guess in coaching for me, the O-lines are usually tight. The whole team feels that way, which is different and cool. So, but they got great personality. They have great work ethic, and I'm excited to see how they grow throughout the year.
Now you got all-leaguer Kalen Krasley, who's been an all-league anyways, Patrick Methley as well. I'm sure the left side of that offensive line is going to be where you run the ball when you run. But kind of talk about the other side as well.
The left side is doing great, but the whole unit is doing well. Billy Martellon came back in great shape. He's had a good camp. Trey Wells, who works harder than anybody. He's the one, you know, he came off the other day, and I had my son here, and I said, look, this is the kid you got to be like. Because you know, he's that guy weight room-wise. Film-wise, practice-wise, he just does it right. So we're fortunate to have that group, and they're all just great, great young men.
So now in the skill positions, I know out at wideout, you have Deshaun Seals, who's electric, but I think Raheem Bowen's coming back was also a big jolt for the wide receivers.
Those two guys have been great. You got Robbie Longo and Zach Gillen. Daryl Brown, Dylan McKenzie, there's a bunch of guys there, CC, and at the tight end position too with Thatcher and Darcy back. So it's a good group. We have guys that can make some plays. At the receiver room, talent-wise, it's kind of what I expected because I think there is talent there. How they've approached it every day is different than what I thought. They're doing the little things right now. If you watch my practice, it's the attention to detail there is way better than where I thought it would be today.
And so kind of give the people a glimpse of how you use the tight end. Are you a coach that likes the tight end, or is the tight end more of a blocking back for you type of
No, thing? I think we'll see. I think as a staff, the goal will be to honestly first find out what the O-line does best. Who are we? Are we going to be a gap scheme team, zone scheme team? And then to find, you know, the five guys that need the football every week. And if that tight end's in that mix, which right now I would say it is, then that'll be a piece of what we do. But things can change as the season goes on. I hope that the goal here on offense and defense will be to not do what we want to do as a staff, but to do what's best for our kids. I know everyone says that, but that's truly the goal here every week.
Yeah.
And we're fortunate to have the skill guys on offense that are going to make those decisions tough.
Put kids in a position to succeed.
That's the goal. I think I just don't want to, on offense, defense, or special teams, I don't want to be, hey, this is what we do. It needs to be, this is what we do because this is what you do best. And if that's what it is, that's who we'll be.
Now kind of talk about the running backs. There's a new one in the mix in Juke Peeker, but you've got Deshaun Jacobs coming back. Probably a real good stable of running backs to.
So running back wise, we're happy. Deshaun's had a good camp. Jay Wills had a good camp, and Juke is new. He's figuring it out. Also, Steven Broderick from Upper Moorlands had a good camp, and the one freshman Leo from CB South. So it's a good room. They're figuring it out. With the ball, doing fantastic. Without the ball, we need to get better. It's not because of a lack of effort. It's because it's all new in terms of pass pro. So that's been a daily grind trying to stay on those guys, but they're working. So. They can make some plays.
Are you a coach that believes in the I formation, or do you still?
I'll tell you, I believe in whatever's best. So we have some I stuff. We have a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah.
Again, as a staff, we'll sit down Sunday after our second scrimmage and go, this is who we believe we are at this point in time, and we'll run with it.
So how much of the offense, I guess, is new, and how quickly do you think they picked it up?
It's a good mix of old and new. There's a couple of new things. There's a lot of stuff that's been done in the past because there's been so much success here. I don't know why you would change it. Guys have picked it up. Their approach meeting-wise and practice-wise is what has impressed me the most, and their desire to be successful. And because of that, I believe that, you know, we're on schedule. Or, you know, some days I leave practice film, we're a little bit ahead of schedule. because of how they're working. So, knock on wood, things are going the right way.
Kind of talk a little bit about the adjustments you've had to make coming in. You had to evaluate the program, and then were there times where you're like, okay, I have to adjust to what this team's got as opposed to what you had, you know, for years at Del Valle?
I think the biggest adjustment for me is I was one place for a long time, and my personality is I'm more of the type of person that needs consistency. So the biggest adjustment for me was to the unknown. But I know I mentioned earlier, I think the best part is to this group, and as players and staff, they made it easy. They won, like, from the jump, let's go. And put pressure on me to try to push them to be better. So I guess the biggest adjustment for me is their desire to be successful, and that's put pressure on me because it's my biggest fear this year would be to let them down. So biggest thing we want to do is keep pushing the button and keep moving forward.
In what ways has your coaching staff pushed you and helped you make that adjustment?
The staff's been great. Love the fact, because I was set my ways for a long time and how we did things, but I mean, football, it's about everybody. And all these guys, Billy Swan Jr., Gerald, Coach O, everybody, Nick Samba, Justin Curry, like all these guys bringing new ideas to the table that are new for me and talking about what's worked for them in the past, what hasn't. And it's let us be able to sit down every day and go, you know, when we put our plan together for the day and for the week, feel like we have a lot of confidence in it. And then again, not to go backwards, it's those guys in the room trusting it and trying to excel in what we're asking them to do.
So now switching gears a little bit to the defense, a new defensive coordinator comes in, not new to you, but new to the team. Kind of what changes were made and, how have the guys taken to some of that?
Defensively, as far as this fall, I think it's been the most exciting thing for me. We were never struggling, but the group, it was all brand new. So going through spring and then the start of camp, you could see it slowly building. And then when we left Saturday, you could look at the group and know they were confident in themselves, which was pretty cool. So they left feeling confident. They left feeling good about themselves, which they should have been. I believe that they trust Coach Brady and believe in Coach Brady, what he's doing with them. He's an excellent coach. We're lucky to have him. But to see genuine confidence in them Saturday was the best part of my day.
Now, I think most coaches would like it that they got a middle linebacker, Division I kid that transferred in, but even Shane Mosley at free safety. You've got some older, experienced guys who have played at a high level.
Across the board, defensively, they should be confident in themselves. We have a bunch of guys that could play. I mean, you mentioned Shane in the back end. We got Victor Payne in back. We got a group there and some new guys that came in. I feel like secondary-wise, we should be very, very good. And then to linebacker-wise, it's Connor, it's Delgado. It's a group of guys there. They are they're really consistent day in and day out with their approach. Connor's that guy. He, every single day, he is the same person. There's no highs or lows, man. So it's a good group. And then D-line-wise, you got Dan Hicks and Nate Desmond. And the one guy, I said it to him the other day, Jack Fry, was good, never bad. But the jump he's made from early in camp to now is remarkable. So,
I mean, he was also somebody last year that, as a true freshman, got on the field quite a bit.
He's young. That game experience. He's young. He's made a big improvement. And D-line-wise, we have guys there too. I mean, besides the guys I mentioned, you have Miniger. It's a nice group. It's a nice group. They should believe in themselves. I think for me, saying it took some time was more them trying to figure out the scheme so then they can play fast, and they've been playing fast now, and now you're starting to see them really go.
Is this secondary the type of secondary you can kind of, and especially the corners, you can leave people out on an island and be confident?
I think so. I think it's just, we'll do a lot of different stuff. Coach Brady does a great job. Most of what he does, I don't even know what he's doing. but we'll be fast and we'll be aggressive, and those guys will make plays and put us in good situations. The biggest thing for us on defense is we can't give up big plays. If we make people work themselves down the field, we have enough guys there that'll that'll stop drives. And on offense, you know, leaving the scrimmage the other day, it's, we need to stay on track and keep drives alive where we're putting ourselves behind the sticks and hurting ourselves.
So I guess most people would ask, how, as a coach, how do you work in that depth and try to develop that depth? You've got the one and the two deeps, but how do you kind of keep the young kids coming along? And, you know, how have they looked in practice?
I don't know how you do that. You have to ask another coach. But we just try to get guys as many reps as possible. We try to – I would hope our team feels like we practice fast and we get in a lot of reps. And fortunately, you know, from group one to group four, throughout the 11 days, man, we've had a lot of guys get reps. And we have competitive kids. And when you have competitive kids, you know, from top to bottom, guys want to compete. Guys want to go up and down on the depth chart. And how they approach everything right now is helping the younger guys. Like, I've been proud of our guys in the weight room. When they're there with Coach Stevens, like they're getting after it, they're approaching it the right way. Young guys see that, then they approach it that way. They see how our upperclassmen approach meetings and practice. So lead by example, and the team, you know, this year and the program, it goes as the players take us, man. It's their team. So, again, for me, I've been proud of their consistency, but it's can we do it for throughout the season.
And do you work some of them in on the special teams, on the kick coverages and the
punt? We'll work guys in with everything, but specialist us is going to be the best guys for the job. So, you know, we're going over, I was with Coach Tony last night, he does a great job of the specials, and I feel like Thatcher Miller is one of the best tight ends in the country, and he's going to be on specials. And there's other examples of that. So our goal is, you know, if it's even, yeah, maybe we could go with the young guy, but we want to dominate specials. We want to be aggressive on specials. We want to have an attitude with specials. So it'll be the best guys.
And how confident are you in Sean Henry, the kicker, when a drive stalls, he can finish it off for you?
They make it Sean makes it easy to be confident. And that room is, that's a funny room. That room, I'd be scared to be in the kicking room for more than a half hour of time. There's Sean and Lib. I've had a good spring, good fall. And we have three new guys there, too, who have a lot of talent, and they're all great kids. But they definitely give us confidence. I mean, Sean, you know, for an offensive guy, he's a weapon. He's a weapon for us. And then even in our scrimmage the other day, Lib punted two, you know, inside the eight. We bet some push-ups on it and made me do them. So those guys are going to help us for sure. We're lucky.
Does Sean get a break? I know in the past he's been field goals, he's been extra points, he's been kickoffs. He's kind of done it, and then he's been punting.
yet to be determined. We'll figure it out after Saturday. If he's got to do it all, he'll do it all. If we have someone that makes us better, then we'll split it up. But it won't be to give him a break. It's going to be because someone makes us better.
Is this team chomping at the bit to get out there and hit somebody else in a week and a half?
I believe so. I also hope that They're hungry. I know we're ready. I know we're confident. At the same time, you know, we talked about the other days. We have 10 days here to get better. We need to have a sense of urgency to us. We can't take anything for granted. And hopefully this, over the next week, I've been in a lot of camps, and I think a lot of camps, this is the week people, you try to get through to the game week. This is a week for us that we need to separate ourselves from those other teams and work harder.
So now I know in camp you had a special visitor, former Philadelphia Eagles head coach Dick Vermeil came to talk to the team. Kind of what was his message, and what do you think the guys took out of it?
It was awesome. That was set up from Dr. John Scanlon, who was a Westchester alum, linebacker here. He's a great man. He has a relationship with Coach Vermeil. Over the summer, reached out, and he's like, Duke, I know I'll go talk to Coach, and we'll get him up here to meet the guys. So it was pretty cool, and our guys loved it. It was something more. When he was here, we were kind of quiet about it. And as the day went on, you know, the guys, we talk about it. So good message to the team. The part I appreciated with him and some of the guys brought up to me is that, you know, conditioning is not punishment, which, you know, we condition here, and I hope our guys realize that it's not punishment. I think him saying that helped me, because conditioning for us here is trying to put our guys in an adverse situation, right? Because it's not fun. And then to see who thrives and who's trying to survive. And those guys that thrive in it, they're the guys' game day. You know, we're going to attack it, whether you're down or up. And the guys that they're just trying to get through, you worry about. But we've had a tough camp, and they've been working and thriving in those moments, which is it's special to see as a coach, and to have Coach Ramil, you know, deliver a similar message was good. I think it was good for me. It was good for the team. And he just has he's just special. He's the type of person, different than me. He just has a great presence to him. He talks to you for 2 minutes, you can just feel his presence, which is pretty neat, man. He's a great man.
Are you the type of coach that likes to have the kids hear a different voice from time to time and take advice from others?
I think, here we've had, we're fortunate. We had some former players come in. Ray Elder came in and they do rouse some guys. We had Coach Clark, who's the coach here, talk to the guys one night. I think it's important for any team to hear different voices. Every coach's voice gets stale at a certain point. And it's football. It takes everyone. So to hear everyone's voice and to hear how important it is and what the game's meant to them is really important to me.
Well, I'm glad your voice has come back.
A little bit.
I know a training camp can be tough on coaches because they got to start blowing the whistle. It's
tough on everyone. We're trying to make sure we all leave the field tired and spent and knowing that, we put our best out there.
And the weather seems to have cooperated. Not too many, 100-degree days.
We were fortunate with the weather today. Today will be a 100-degree day. And that's another test for us, which for me, I look at it, I'm excited about it because it's different. I hope our guys look at it the same way.
All right. Coach, thanks for spending some time with us on the Coach's Corner podcast, and good luck to you this season.
Thank you very much.